Today is Monday, September 26, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm glad today's over because getting Mondays out of the way is the key. When you're not in it, when you're not in it to win it, when you're not feeling work, which I don't, and so, or you're not feeling school, you know, maybe some of you are school aged, and I think a lot of my listeners are not school age, but let's say you are, just for grins. You know, maybe you're not feeling school, maybe you're not feeling college, maybe you're not feeling, you know, whatever it is that you're doing during the week. I find when I get Monday out of the way that I'm better for the rest of the week. Because Monday's out of the way, I've kind of gotten myself back acclimated to working, and, you know, then Tuesday and then Wednesday, and then I'm close to the weekend and, you know, whatever. But the only thing about that is then time, you know, time already goes way fast. And I feel like, you know, that's the only other thing is it just feels like whoosh, and then you're to the next weekend. And all of that to say Monday is over. I made it. It was not a bad day. So I feel like the rest of the week is going to go okay. Mark and I, what was I going to say about Mark and I? So we had a weekend. So yeah, we had a weekend. We recorded Mix Minus on Friday night, as we always do. By the way, you guys should definitely go to mixminuspodcast.com to listen to our most recent episode, to find out about Level 13, which is our behind-the-scenes club, and where you get special, you know, after shows and all kinds of stuff. And if you don't listen, you can listen live as well at pride48.com. So on Friday nights. So we recorded. And I'm trying to think, I cook. Well, so Friday night, I did not cook. I did a, because as I've told you guys, I'm trying to get better at not eating out as much. So even if, you know, I would like to lose weight, as anybody who's been listening to me for the past 15 years that I've been podcasting, you know, I'm always on this roller coaster of, oh, I'm losing weight. Oh, I'm gaining weight. Oh, I'm contemplating going back on a diet. So if you know me, you know, this is a recurring theme. But I was thinking, okay, I'm at a point in my life where I need to try to have healthier habits in general and not just go on these crash diets all the time. Although I'm sure I will do another crash diet and at some point, you know. But what can I do to make small little changes to the way I'm doing things that will benefit me over the long run? And so, and I've tried this. I'm not very good at it, to be honest, because I've tried this just in general with getting things done. I know for a while I was on this kick where I said, okay, I've got this thing to get done and I'm going to do one thing a day, you know, or I'm doing to-do lists and I'm going to get at least one thing off the to-do list marked out every day. And I keep trying this and I try and then it works for a while. And then I fall off the bandwagon. And then, you know, I guess that's the same with anything in life. But I was thinking, okay, where my diet is concerned, it's easier to overeat, have too many calories, eat bad things if you're eating out. Because you just, you know, and especially fast food, because I mean, fast food is not generally healthy for you. And even though you can find healthy things on a fast food menu, you're more likely to get something that's not healthy and not low calorie and not low fat and not low cholesterol. And, you know, all those things that you want to be low. And so anyway, I've been trying to cook more, eat at home more, less restaurants, less fast food. It's been kind of difficult the past few weeks because we've had a lot of celebratory things. And so we're eating out a lot at restaurants. But just getting myself to cook one extra meal a week would be an improvement. So on Friday, a lot of times we'll go out on Friday because I'll think, oh, I've got Mix Minus later. We're just going to go out and get food, you know. And I didn't really want to cook on Friday. It was the end of the week. I was tired, etc. But we had some leftovers, but we had like a variety of leftovers. We had, you know, part of a lasagna that I made on Tuesday, and we had some leftover lettuce wrap ingredients that I had made the night before, and we had, I don't know, some leftover salad ingredients and like all of this stuff. So I told Mark, we're just going to have a potluck, you know, a potluck dinner. So I did, I warmed up everything that we had. Plus I did make a few of these pot stickers that I had in the freezer. And then I made some garlic toast because to go with the lasagna. I mean, it was small, a small piece of lasagna that I cut into. So it's not, you know, it's not like we were anyway. So we ate all of that, and that was our dinner, and we recorded Mix Minus, and then normal Mix Minus, you know, nothing. It was fun. We had a good time, and then on Saturday, we had a busy Saturday, So we went to, first of all, we had this thing called Bite, and it's, they have this golf tournament, but then there, I don't know if it's a company, I'm not really sure, but it's some group in Northwest Arkansas. They have this thing, you buy tickets and then you go and you basically, when it started, it was mostly restaurants. And so you would go and there would be all these booths with all these different restaurants, and you would, there's something they do similar to that in Chicago where you go and you pay one price and you go and you get a sample of the food at each of these restaurants. It's something, it was something like that. So, but now it seems to be more brands. And so they'll say, oh, Tyson Chicken is, you know, is doing this, but they'll do three booths and they'll say protein provided by Tyson Chicken. And it would be like, they just have some random people cooking crap and they're really just advertising Tyson Chicken. They do have restaurants as well, but it's mostly these brands. So, but it's something to do. You know, there's an there's a LPGA tournament going on. So we did that, and nothing spectacular eating wise, but we were full when we left. And then we came home and we relaxed for the afternoon because we had a comedy show that we went to Saturday night. So Saturday night, it was the, his name is Trey. I'm going to say Trey Crowder. Is that right? Trey. He's the redneck. No, it's not. Yes, it is Trey Crowder. He calls himself the liberal redneck. And so his comedy is very political, very liberal political, but he is a Southern guy, and he has a much, if you think I have a Southern accent, which I know I do, but if you think, oh my gosh, Adam has such a strong Southern accent, this guy has a Southern accent. I mean, a Southern accent. And he's like, I don't even know if I can do it. But he's like, y'all, I'm going to tell you what. It's a very strong Southern accent. But he's really funny. It's a little bit, I was a little bit uncomfortable. Because I thought, we're in Northwest Arkansas. There are a lot of conservative people here. What if someone bought tickets for this comedy show and didn't know that this particular, you know, guy is a liberal comedian? Like, what if they don't know that? And some of the stuff he's saying would be found very offensive to the Fox News conservative type, you know? But it was fun. They served food there. So we lined up. The door opened at 8:30, I think, 8:30 p.m. We went in and got our table and ordered food. And the food was actually pretty good. So it was a step above bar food even. I mean, it's, I would have thought, I would have been happy with just bar food quality, but I would say it was a little bit better than bar food. And they had a couple of opening acts And then he came on and did about an hour, and it was fun. We had a good time. And then on Saturday, Sunday, we were supposed to have dinner with my parents. So we went to church, did all our normal church stuff. And then we relaxed in the afternoon because we thought we were going to have dinner with my parents. And I did sneak out and buy a gift for Mark because his birthday is tomorrow. But we ended up not having dinner with my parents because my mom didn't feel well. So we moved that to Thursday. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.